How much does your character weigh, roughly? Like 1,500 pounds in armor?
Me?
Yeah.
I weigh 200 pounds of armor.
Well, yeah, but then your body is
going to
be a lot more.
Probably 300 pounds. And then the servo arm is probably another 500 pounds, or probably 1,000 pounds.
So we could still suplex you.
Yeah.
I will try to leave
You're still pickupable.
I will try to leave silently for you.
Ah, just like home.
Hey, I don't know. That's still within the range of, like, you know, top-level bodybuilders can still lift that, even if not well, and with very careful motion.
Like that, like how that one guy, the Game of Thrones guy, lifted that tree up in Norway.
Yeah, the legendary tree. Thor Bjornsson.
Or Magnus von Magnusson. Oh yeah, Magnus von Magnusson. Great name for a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Does that literally mean Magnus, true-born son of Magnus?
Probably.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
It
kind of kicks ass, yeah.
Ver is the word in the middle, so it probably means just, like, Magnus of Magnusson.
Oh, okay, I thought it was, like, all one word.
The son of Magnus's son.
I am Magnus, son of Magnus, son of Magnus.
He's from Iceland. I don't know anything about Icelandic.
I know it's apparently nightmarish to learn. That's about it. Like, it's apparently just really hard to learn compared to, you know, every other language.
Remember that volcano that cast Europe into darkness a few years ago? Orga Bedargadorg?
Oh,
maybe that wasn't it.
Eyjafjallajökull.
Yes.
I had to learn that.
Reykjavik is relatively simple.
I was doing a news report on it.
Do you still smell?
I can if I want to.
So listeners, turn to the next page of your handout so you can pull out the scratch and sniff.
Engage smell-o-vision.
Oh, scratch and sniff Warhammer 40,000 would be the worst.
So turn to this page for the Vial of Nurglings.
Yeah, so, avoid the Nurgle pages, but do check out the Slaanesh pages.
They're a bit much, but you'll never forget it.
Oh, no.
Ew, this one just says sex. Ew. Ew.
Come on now, we should be taking this very serious game very seriously.
That's not how 40K
yeah, that's
goes.
Why we're talking about sex.
40K is a very peculiar thing in that way.
I know.
We got this.
Yeah, it's. I think we'll just avoid some of the lore in that regard because we're not like teenagers.
Facts about
Speak
Robut
for yourself.
Guillemon. Robut Guillemon is a sex knight.
Is that a thing?
Swing.
This is the thing, I can't tell if you're, like, making shit up.
And thus it was written in the Codex Astartes.
That he wrote.
Yeah.
Guys, I totally got laid so much.
Yes.
See,
remember,
I wrote it down and everything.
The 73rd passage through 98th.
It's like the Begats.
Yes, I too have been sexed.
I thought of some more famous ladies I've snogged.
I'd like to point out that Cyber just... Ravens are way worse than the Cyber Familiars you can get in Rogue Trader. I was very disappointed.
Check First Founding, I think, has familiars you can buy with experience that are actually pretty good.
Oh, the followers? Yeah. I didn't see any, like, familiars. They were just, like, huge things, like a Space Wolf's wolf.
I think one of the options was a familiar, and it's, I think it gave like a plus 10 on focus test or something
I'll just take a look at it then, yeah, because that might be relevant. Regular cyber familiar was hot trash.
It's a bird you can look at.
It's a bird. You can occasionally look through its eyes if you want. Do bird things, you know. Control its mind like you do with birds. Standard bird things.
Hey, it worked out in Rogue Trader once.
Just like bird.
Look, sometimes you just want to be a bird.
I only used the wiggle worm to look around once. The rest of the time, I just used it to be an extra psi focus. That was it.
Oh, out of curiosity, what tactic specialization did everyone take?
Armored assault, I think, is mine.
I didn't look at the list of what ones were available. What ones are they?
There is, I got it up here, air combat, which I have, armored tactics, which it sounds like Axe has, assault doctrine, defensive doctrine, orbital drop procedures, recon and stealth, and void combat.
Is this from the Death Watch training? And where is this in the book?
Yeah, all Space Marines have Tactics X, and we get to choose the X.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got Tactics Choose 1.
I'll have to look that up. I missed that in character generation.
No worries. The list is on page 105.
Yeah, and most of them are just knowledge skills. The only one that does is you can use Stealth Recon as stealth for the party, if I remember correctly.
Interesting.
I think that's the only one. I think that's the only one with. Remember, it's an int check, not an agility check.
That's still so much better for me, though. Fuck.
Let's see. So what are the different options there?
Air combat, armored tactics, assault doctrine, defensive doctrine, orbital drop procedures, recon and stealth, and void combat. I took air combat because I used to be a Thunderhawk gunner.
Probably defensive doctrine because of the tyrannical war.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Where do I write that down? Is that in my skills or on my...
It's in your skills. Tactics, yep. And then there will be a space under it.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, I see it.
I imagine that Taiki probably has assault doctrine. Maybe orbital drop procedures, but that seems less common for the Adeptus Sororitas.
Assault.
Yeah, the Sororitas generally don't use drop pods. That's more typically a Space Marine thing.
No, the Sororitas just have the drop churches.
Oh, yeah.
So dumb.
What?
Fuck you, it's great.
They drop an entire, like, church fortress into a battlefield.
Amazing.
This is our defensive position now.
Oh god, the church landed in the middle of the enemy army.
That enemy's probably shitting their pants.
Congratulations, this is once our defensive crushed position now. Find your own.
Feel the weight of the Emperor on your souls.
And your bodies.
Okay, so we got 50 requisition each?
We got 50 requisition. I'm guessing we're still limited by renown.
Yeah.
You are. Yeah. You cannot have anything with a renown requirement.
We have renown zero.
Yeah.
Okay, 50 isn't as bad as I thought it was. It takes 15 for just a combat tool.
Yeah, it's just like it's 100 for Terminator armor.
Ooh. It's probably higher than our renown, though, huh?
Yeah, just a little.
I don't know, man.
Also, you have very limited loadouts. It's 60 for the armor and then 40 for a group of technicians to put weapons on it.
Wow, it is 10 requisition for a set of restraints.
Right, I'm trying to figure out 10
requisition for restraints?
I think that's like Space Marine level restraints, though.
Yeah, maybe even like psi dampening restraints. I don't know if those would be on there separately or something, but
yeah, because I figure restraints for Xenos are a bolt, are just a bolt to the skull.
Actually, sometimes a bolt to the skull is an honorific.
The Emperor's mercy.
Isn't that a thing?
That's a thing.
A service stud is different.
Emperor's Mercy is what my fucking reductor is called.
Oh no.
It's written in the apothecary part a bunch of times.
Here it is. Death Watch restrained size to most human-shaped bodies and are strong enough to hold a thrashing orc.
Okay, that's actually, you know, high praise. Because orcs are fucking hella strong.
So let's see, I'm looking through the requisition list here. I think I'm pretty good on weapons.
No, you're not. It's never enough.
I don't know. I have a bolter, bolt pistol, chainsword.
You should buy a cybernetic. They can't take those back.
Wouldn't that just... Oh, okay. From rules perspective, wouldn't that just continually just get docked from whatever we're given, basically? Because it's... This is supposed to abstract them being like, Battle Brother, you know, Ramsey's asking for too much all the time, and I think getting a cybernetic would be sort of permanent debt in that regard.
Yeah, like, there's a listing in here for repair cement, and the requisition is one if you ask for an excessive amount.
Yeah.
I just want a big old mayonnaise jar of repair cement.
I don't know, the implants and such specify that they remain with the brother after the mission, so...
Oh. Interesting.
That said, you're gonna have to, like... for all the ones you can buy, you're gonna have a pretty lengthy downtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Heavy Bolter's the one with the backpack?
Yeah.
Because that's the one the Devastators use? Okay.
Yeah, baby.
I have little interest in weapons.
Camo cloaks are 20. They're huge, but they're also super important sometimes.
Yelton, in which book is camo cloaks?
I think they're in the. They should be in the base.
Yeah.
Don't those have a renown rating though? They're called like they're called something screens, right?
No, they do not have a renown rating, but they're not in the base book. They're in Rites of Battle.
Okay, that's why I can't. Yeah, because there's a cloaking device in the base book, but it's a very high renown rating because they're very rare.
Camo cloak, short for camellia line cloak.
Yep, 20 requisition gives you a +20 on all concealment tests. When stationary, you count as being one bracket farther away when targeted by ranged weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I'll take one of those. What book was that?
That's Rites of Battle.
Okay, I do have that one.
Okay, I'm done. I assume you get ammo as part of getting a weapon?
You get three clips of each ammo, right?
Yeah, three clips.
Okay. Yep, so I'm getting an Astartes Heavy Bolter, a Dipole Maglock for my Claymore, a set of Stalker rounds, a set of Hellfire rounds, because I get those for free, and a Camellia Line Cloak.
What was that lock you mentioned? Where's that?
A dipole maglock. We have normal maglocks that, like, you know, so we just, like, magnet our bolter to our leg or whatever. A dipole maglock can reverse the magnet to shoot it into your hand. It gives you quick draw, basically.
We have quick draw.
We have quick draw by default.
No,
this
but
is
if you
quicker
have,
draw.
If you have quick draw, you can parry barehanded because it just pops into your hand and you parry.
Okay, that's pretty
it's
sick.
Awesome.
Okay, sick. Yeah. How much does that cost?
Five. Minus five.
Five?
Five.
All right, so I'll go for one of those for my four staff.
Yeah, I guess I'll take one of those on my chainsword.
Then getting a camo cloak, so that's 25.
Are you getting that heavy
it's
bolter?
It's page 145 in Rites of Battle.
If you're not getting the heavy bolter, I'm getting a heavy bolter.
I'm not getting the heavy bolter because my ballistic skill is garbage because my armor craves melee combat.
I'm going to take a heavy bolter.
Okay. Heavy bolter's good.
I mean, if I take a heavy bolter, can the first clip of my heavy bolter be Hellfire rounds according to my veterancy skill?
That'll give you one for your basic bolter.
Sure.
I'll also go for an Auspex and two Stemmers.
I will also take an Auspex.
Yeah, okay.
I use tech use. It's good for me.
What's an Auspex?
It's a Star Trek scanner.
If you've got an Auspex, it's a little less necessary, so I could grab something else.
It takes a tech use test to do special stuff, so
gotcha.
I'm rolling with it.
Do you have a combi tool by default?
I do not, but I'm buying one.
Okay.
It's kind of weird that you don't get one as part of your standard kit.
It's apparently pretty restrictive. It's a fair amount of requisition to get one.
I mean, I start with an Arthesium, but I don't start with a Diagnoster helmet.
Neat.
And then
I took one as my signature gear, so I have it.
I can't remember where it is, but you can also buy assets with requisition.
What does that mean?
We can hire hit squads and stuff, I think.
You can hire hit squads, you can order transports, you can
see down there, so that's not that useful.
Also, I like
you can call
that,
temple assassins in.
Jeez.
Also, I just noticed that on page 147 of the Rites of Battle book, they did misspell melee once. And then correctly spelled it 12 more times.
Fair
I
enough.
I guess since you got the Auspex, I don't really feel a need to have a second one. So, instead, I'll go for a cartograph. And fuck, let's just load up on Summers, never have to worry about him running out. Two more
Summers. Is that a mapping tool? Because that seems very useful on this planet.
It is, yes, it is a map that contains all information that we can perceive from orbit or from any other databanks that have been down there before. It's not going to be great because of all the moving things, but, you know, best available.
Mm-hmm. Also, I fucking love, I mentioned this to Kevin before, I loved it in the grim darkness of the 41st millennium. One of the upgrades I can get for my gun is still a fucking red dot sight.
And it's actually one of the best upgrades you can get.
It gives you plus 10 ballistic skill when it's fired on single shots.
Yeah, real strong.
So fucking stupid.
Actually, I have no idea what I should go for, if anything.
Let's see. Is there any special ammo for your flamers? Because you're a gunslinger flamer kind of sister, right? Like two flamers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I dual wield flamers.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any advanced mix for that. You know, better promethium or whatever. I can't never remember.
There might be. There's that holy flame stuff in some versions.
Because the thing is, stuff for her character is not going to be in here, and it's not going to have a renown, because it's the only system that uses that. Or not renown, requisition.
That's true, although, I mean, for the purposes of this, I'm just playing Sisters as basically a different Space Marine chapter.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, core book, they don't have any special fuel. Let's check the other ones. Also, I decided that instead of four Stummers, let's go two Stummers and two Cluster Mines.
Cluster Mines sound fun.
I would take that,
concealment
but I don't
test
have
to
demolitions.
Bury them under the ground.
I do not have demolitions.
You don't need demolitions, turns out. It just gives you a bonus in your concealment test.
Oh, yeah, you guys should all be trained in demolitions, I think.
Are we?
Oh, and let me take a look.
I don't believe we are.
I think that's a basic thing.
Is it a tech use thing yet, or is it his own skill still?
Demolition's its own skill. It's based on intelligence. It's not listed as basic, and I'm not trained in it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I've got nothing in demolition.
Oh, those are force fields. That's why it's hard. We're actual, like...
Man, tripods are so useless for us.
I thought we could have... yeah, because we are fucking tripods.
We got bulging biceps.
I thought there were
check
actual, like,
guns.
Physical
they
shields you could hold in
guns.
One hand in this.
Yeah, they're shields.
I'm looking up shields, but they all have overload ratings.
Hold on.
And they all require me
you must
to be
in
least
power fields.
I'm in force fields, but that's in armor.
I think the shields are probably under melee weapons.
I'll go back up to... Actually, are melee weapons... Okay, are melee weapons before or after armor? This book's before. Laid out that so fucking sense. Badly.
There's a salamander-specific upgrade that they can set their chain swords on fire.
Nice!
So, that's pretty nice. Sick.
I want to set my chain sword on fire.
We've got relics.
It converts the heat sink into applying the heat back onto the blade, apparently.
Alright, I've spent 50 requisition exactly.
Same.
The assets are in Rites of Battle, page 214 onward.
Alright, let me take a look at that.
Oh, it's because the only shields that are available are the super good ones. The combat shield, the storm shield, and, well, Iron Hail is an actual force field, but...
Yeah. Okay, so we can get an Aquilander. Is the U pronounced?
Aquila?
We can also get... Oh, we can get orbital surveillance and a Vox transmission net... and orbital insertion extraction. Is that not included?
I assume that'd be above and beyond whatever our mission parameters are.
Also,
oh, wow, we can call in shit like bombing runs.
Also, James, if you ever want to spend more than on a combat tool, there's an Astartes Omnitool in First Founding.
Interesting. What's it do?
It's 25, but let's see. For all intents and purposes, functions as a combat tool, though it adds plus 20 to tech use rather than plus 10.
Hmm.
It's also specifically designed to repair bionic servitors, and as a full action, a battle brother may remove 1d5 damage from a servitor, provided it has at least one wound remaining.
Not bad.
So let's see.
What's
so
the
I have,
Vox transmission net?
Vox transmission net is basically, it increases the range of your communication by a great deal.
I might call, let's see, orbital surveillance, kill team has higher vessels... You can have the vessel make a challenging perception test to decide what information the ship can gather. Each degree of success will offer the kill team additional. I'm gonna ask for orbital surveillance and maybe and I don't this maybe requisition an Aquilander, and that would be my 50.
Oh geez. A Vox transmission net is basically they establish a satellite phone network around the planet you're operating on.
Nice. Let's see, but that's just naval. Okay, that's just Navy assets. Fuck, man. I should have read, like... I need to read, like, 5 books of gear to be prepared for this game.
It's fine. We can probably get away without any of it.
Yeah, none of it's necessary. You'll get the necessary, like, if you got to get somewhere for the mission, you'll get transport. It's just more if you want more convenient or transport on call.
If we spend 30, we can get an Imperial Guard armor transport.
Nice.
If you spend 50, you can get an Astartes armor transport.
Yeah.
Or 40.
On record now, having looked through all of them, there are no books in Death Watch that have better... flamer ammo.
Oh, cool.
That's a shame. So
I looked through all of them for alternate ammo sections, and there was not actually that much.
Okay, so I'm gonna point out how unhelpful the first entry of Inquisitorial assets is. Row 1, anything and everything. Requisition costs varies. Renown varies.
That's basically the make your own section.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Infective interrogation.
Exterminatus. Okay, 250 so... requisition. You don't need to go on the mission.
Okay, so I have absolutely no idea what, if anything, I need. So I think I'm just going to put my 50 requisition up in the air for people to use. Unless somebody can think of something.
You can pull in.
Since I'm done with mine, I'll look for stuff for you while Matt's searching.
You could order us an assault strike force. That's 50.
All right. So
or tactical fire supports.
So
some things aren't going to be available right now. Like there are no Imperial Guard in the area and
no
Space Marines at the immediate call of the Inquisition.
Let's see. Also, sequestered Temple Assassin is 80 and requires renown.
Right. So I have acquired a heavy bolter, a combat tool, an auspex, and a set of magnoculars.
What's an Auspex?
I think the backpack for that comes for free.
Auspex is a tricorder, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a fancy scanner.
It's
a multi-purpose scanner.
Yeah, audio detection.
Do you have the
X-rays,
one that can
all that sort of shit?
Do you have the one that can find weaknesses in structures?
The siege Auspex, I think that's 30 altogether.
Yeah, that's a different thing. I can detect like gases and heat differences and things like that.
Sure.
So one I generally suggest for you, Danielle, at least, is the camo cloak if you're at all intending to sneak into anywhere ever.
Yeah, that gives you plus 20 to stealth, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
plus
it's 20
concealment. Which is good, because we get minus 20 concealment for being big.
For being big, okay. for being literal walking
for
tanks.
For being hefty, yeah.
What page is that on? In which book?
It's in Rites of Battle.
First Founding. Oh, yeah, no, Rites of Battle. Yes, you're correct. I was looking at the wrong book for a moment.
Would you guys want a
Rites of Battle 145.
Drive around the planet.
Landers are handy, but do you think we're going to run into anything we can't handle?
I mean, we're going to have to possibly travel around the planet.
But it's only the one settlement on the whole planet.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
There's only one permanent settlement. Everything else is floating mobile hive cities.
Yeah. I feel like I'll spend my stuff on surveillance and the lander, and that way we can get orbital intel.
What are cyber familiars, and why do they have no cost?
They do have a cost. It's 20. It's just the particular one is a cyber raven. Cyber familiars is a category. Cyber raven
okay.
is one of them.
Whoa.
It's just showing that things under that are cyber familiars.
There's actually relics we can get.
Don't they all need
for
renown?
Initiates?
Not all of them take renown. Oh, wait, no. I was looking at the wrong thing. Yeah, they all take renown.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
My bad.
No, take my super good power sword, new guy.
Hey, I just showed up. Can I have the, robot's combat knife? That'd be awesome.
I mean, maybe.
What does it do? I don't know.
It's real good at cutting.
It's holy as shit, though.
No, it's exotic. What the hell? The Astarte sniper rifle is exotic.
Yep. I mean, you have to be specifically trained in being a sniper is the idea.
Oh, it's a needle. The Stalker Bolter is an actual bolt sniper rifle. Okay.
I think if you look at it, though, it says that despite being exotic, Astarte's weapon training makes you proficient. Which brings up the question of why it's exotic at all, but
probably for someone else that wasn't a space marine tried to use it. Not every person's trained in using sniper rifles, even if they are trained in using solid weapons.
It's this thing where they want the game to be compatible with the rest of the games.
That's why we all. That's why we have 15,000 experience, all of us.
Yeah, 15,000 experience, and 13,000 of it is spent before we make our characters.
I am good whenever. And by the way, I think I only get the backpack if I'm a Devastator Marine. I think I just get the standard like 3 sets of ammo or whatever.
I thought it always fed off a chain.
It can, but it's not always backpack driven. It does have a clip value.
Okay, so you've got it's like an LMG then. It's just got a huge fucking ammo box on the bottom of it.
Yeah, 60 bolt clip.
Yeah, it's got it can work on a backpack, but you can also like mount a heavy bolter as a on like a tripod.
Right, yeah.
And because I'm a tech marine, I can also wield a melee weapon while I'm using it.
Is the heavy bolter the exception to you can wield two-handed weapons with one hand?
Yes. You can wield basic weapons with one hand.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Heavy weapons, not so much.
But Bring Death from Afar, I can move while I'm firing it.
Here we go. I found the thing. Okay, so actually I might forego the lander and we can arrange transport as we need to. In exchange for getting I don't know, Resuscitex and Pain Suppressant.
I trust you. Do as you believe to be good.
I don't know, Resuscitex has all those side effects, and you hear about the commercial? Goes for on for like 45 seconds.
Ah, boner problems.
Oh god, it's the Ambien butterfly, run away!
And yeah, my Narthecium can hold up to 10 doses of any one drug. I don't know how many doses I get with a requisition. I guess I just have to swap the cartridges out.
I don't know, does it not say?
I can look up on somewhere near the top of the drugs and consumables list. Well, it's not really, let's see. Combat drugs such as...
Requisition cost is for a single unit or dose.
Ah, okay. Then I guess I'll take... I'll probably take two of... Let's see, like... What is pain suppressant do again?
Wow, really? One unit of pain suppressant costs the same as a Narthecium?
Well, that's not counting the ones that come inbuilt in your armor, though.
Critical. Okay, you can avoid critical effects for 1d10 rounds.
One other one you might be interested in, Danielle, are Stardust Mag Boots. So you could jump onto a wall and then magnet your feet onto it if it's metal.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Doesn't Space Marine armor have those?
Do they?
Built-in mag boots.
Most of them do.
Really? Okay, never mind then. Then I guess you don't need to get it.
Why is that in the cure list? I guess we're getting scout armor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get scout armor and then get that, yeah.
Yeah. So let's see. Yeah. Probably...
Just like grenades and stummers, I guess, then, is really all else you're interested in.
Yeah.
What would be a good pistol upgrade for a bolt pistol?
We can't get motion predictors yet, so red dot sight is probably your best for that.
Plus 10 on if you have it on single shot.
Yeah, that's just a real good benefit. Can I put a silencer on my heavy bolter? No, it specifically says I can't.
Can you put a silencer in a regular bolter?
No.
Yeah. No, Rogue Trader had one. The Whisper Bolt Discharger, where it does a silencer for bolt weapons.
The silencer in this game is just auto pistol and sniper rifle.
Yeah, but I can't get the stalker. I'd get the stalker if I could. Hell yeah.
Ooh, Dragonfire shells.
It's in one of the expansions.
No, it's in the base book. It's just you need to be distinguished or whatever.
Worth noting, shells do not go in bolt weapons.
I'm just looking at them. It says used with all bolt weapons.
Oh, does it? Most of those ones when it says shells and other books didn't, so... I suppose I'm incorrect.
You need respected to get it, which I don't have. But they look cool.
So let's see.
We'll earn respect someday.
Get the respect, get the hustle.
We'll find out what it means to me.
Well, it costs no renown to get a vortex grenade. It's just that they're not on the requisition list because you can't get war crimes.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Kevin, should I get the red dot laser sight or should I get a better pistol all over?
You can't get most of the better pistols, it turns out, with renown, so...
I'll do the red dot laser sight then.
Red dot's good.
I'll do the red dot, I'll do the camo cloak, and I'll do the lander. If that works for everyone.
Sounds good. Then I don't have to get the lander. So I've got the orbital stuff, and I can either take two doses of Resuscitex or one dose of pain suppressant.
What does Resuscitex do?
If you pass out, I can shoot you up with this and you wake up. It's for passing out due to fatigue damage.
I'd say or fatigue take overlapping the your pain health. Suppressant.
All right, I'll get the pain suppressant then. That's my 50. Because it's 25 for the dipole magnet and the camo cloak, 15 for orbital surveillance, and 10 for pain suppressant.
We'll all get our, you know, our preferred loadouts or whatever, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you have 300 requisition each. See you next session, folks.
Man, that's like if you guys are going up against a Black Crusade, that's when you might get 300 a person.
I'm just gonna buy 2 Eversor assassins and then just smush them together.
Can I play them? Can I play them okay, instead of my man?
I mean, it's a shriek quest the entire time.
Eversers would re. That's what they do. Anyway.
The salamander's color wouldn't happen to be green, is it?
The salamander color is green.
Oh, I really thought it was going to be red.
Ooh.
No, the armor is green, the skin is black, and the eyes are red.
Like Dark Angel friends. Well, the green armor.
Well, Dark Angels are forest green. Oh, salamanders are like... I'm just saying.
Okay, what kind of green are they?
Bright green.
Oh.
Bright, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Just sort of giving up on the whole stealth thing, huh?
Just like Storm Wardens are like really dark blue, like navy blue. Ultramarines are ultramarine. Yeah. So there you go.
The bluest.
Okay, it's not as bad as I thought.
But I mean, there's what is it? The Blood Angels, who's just deep red. That doesn't blend in anywhere.
Now, Emperor's Chosen had the best colors.
I don't know, the Noise Marines are pretty good.
Yeah, that's the Emperor's Children. The
oh,
pink.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, the bright pink and yeah. Black accents.
It's gonna get loud now.
And their special, like, Mad Max guitar flamethrowers and such.
Those got retconned out, unfortunately.
No.
Not in my world, they didn't.
Fair enough.
That was the best part of them.
They still got the sonic guns and the noise generators or
yeah,
whatever.
No, but they retconned them into, they're basically like some kind of weird combination between harpsichords and bagpipes. It has to do with, anyway.